Hello and welcome to this ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast. I'm Vicky Ellis, reporting from the 22nd ISIS World Base Oils and Lubricants Conference in London. We've heard topics ranging from the future of Group 1 base oils, exciting new developments in the Group 2 market, plus some hot ExxonMobil news, and a heated debate about approvals for the Group 3 market. Joining me are a number of ISIS colleagues. First off, we've got Jasmine Koo, ISIS Asia Base Oils Editor. We've also got Sarah Trinder, who covers Europe's base oils market with me. And flying in from Houston is US Managing Editor Jeremy Pafford. Jasmine, if we can start off with you. You had an excellent presentation on China's base oils market. Really, really interesting stuff. What have you gathered from the conference so far?
Well, we saw that in the Asian market, there is increasing competition coming from the Middle East. And we also see an increasing focus on sustainability in the key Chinese market.
When you talk about sustainability, what does that mean, and what does that mean for the base oils market?
That's basically an increasing focus on, you know, clean energy and basically trying to cut down on pollution in key cities like Beijing and so on. So what we do see for base oils is an increasing urge to switch to using Group 2 and 3 base oils over Group 1.
And Jeremy, if we are looking at what you've been doing, you've filed a load of stories from the conference, so you've been watching it closely. What are you seeing and what's the big theme for you?
Well, it feels to me like this should be almost be renamed the ISIS Group 3 Base Oils Conference, because Group 3 seems to be top of mind for a lot of the producers, buyers, sellers, everybody that's here. You know, Group 3 is a big deal, and with the continuing specifications rising in regards to passenger cars and such, Group 3 plays a huge role in that, and you see more and more people getting into that space from a production side and from a buying side, obviously. But you also have had a lot of things going here. ExxonMobil with its announcement here at the conference of a new Group 2 120 that they are going to be producing in Rotterdam at the plant that's going to start up at the end of this year, and how that is going to be a new part of their slate, not only just here but globally, as they move to try to be the one-stop shop for blending from Group 1 all the way up to PAOs. So it's really fascinating to see how all these various pieces are kind of moving within the marketplace on this chessboard that is base oils.
Well, it's really interesting you mentioned that ExxonMobil plant in Rotterdam, the new Group 2 product. That's huge news for Europe. Everyone's keeping an eye on it, and we think that it could be a big game changer, or at least it's certainly being seen that way in Europe. Speaking of Europe, Sarah, that brings me to you. What are you noticing in the conference? Obviously, you cover the European market, but is there anything that you've picked up on?
Just generally that all these shifts in the market are obviously going to have an impact on that Group 1 capacity that we have in Europe. Group 1 is quite a mature market, and unfortunately I think at this stage the main talking points from the conference will be basically further rationalisation and the shrinking of this market in the face of a move up to higher number base stocks.
Okay, lots that we picked up from the conference. If we could have a quick fire round, what is the one thing that we should be looking out for in the next 18 months or the next year? Jeremy, could we maybe start with you?
I would say probably what Group 3s are going to come out there and what the approvals process is going to be. Which ones are going to get approved, which ones don't, that's going to matter a whole lot to this marketplace.
And Jasmine?
Okay, so tight supply across all three grades is likely to persist in the Asian market going forward, especially with upcoming turnarounds and limited new projects in the pipeline.
Excellent. How about you, Sarah?
Well, I think basically the outlook for the Group 1 market really in the next kind of 18 months will be people kind of waiting to see about, you know, further kind of rationalisation announcements. And also one of the interesting topics that's really been focused on here at the conference, I mean, I'm not sure about the next 18 months, but this move towards electrified vehicles and what that means for the lubricants market, I think that's going to be something really interesting to kind of follow.
Fantastic, lots to keep an eye on. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with our listeners. And for the listeners themselves, please do join us again for the next instalment of the ISIS Europe Chemical Update. You can also catch up with all the latest news on the ISIS dashboard, including all our coverage from the conference. For ISIS here in London, I'm Vicky Ellis.